KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Daytime highs approaching 92. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, chance for storms. Lows around 74. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 76 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores with 13 News. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office announced that they are circling back to three cold cases, trying again to find any answers. The cold case is the second one in the series, and it happened in Wamego back in 2015. The daughter of 45-year-old Sharon Schibolds is still wanting answers about what happened the night of September 6th of 2025. Emergency crews found Schibolds alone in the road near Macy Place Drive, suffering from serious injuries. Authorities say she might have fell from a vehicle or was pushed. Shannon's daughter, Cheyenne Schibold, says her mother's boyfriend at the time was driving and their relationship had a history of abuse. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office did interview the boyfriend, but no charges have been filed and the case remains open. If you know any details, you are asked to reach out to the Sheriff's Office.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle.
Or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown.
You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face. Never let them have too much screen time. And never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed. Never, ever become a minivan mom. And you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling boss work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Cattle futures are higher. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plan your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Turn potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein and leveraging the extensive knowledge of their agronomic experts. Soybeans and corn are lower. Monitoring development weather as we get closer to August. August beans are down 29.5 at 1182.5. September's 28 a quarter lower at 1176.5. September corn's 8 lower at 450.5. December's down 7.75 at 472.75. Cattle are up, oversold, and waiting for the rest of the week's direct trade. October lives 235 higher at 224.52, and September feeders up 245 at 339.67. And hogs are lower, looking overbought and due for correction. August is down 77 at 102.32. October is 130 lower at 86.97. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering, too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
When you need body work done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566. 738-6566.
When it's time to haul livestock, equipment, or your favorite ride, trust Miller Welding and Downs, the area's newest Titan trailer dealer. Choose from livestock trailers, heavy-duty flatbeds, and car trailers, all backed by a standard 5-year tongue-to-taillight warranty. Miller Welding is also your source for B&W hitches, Sherco tarps and trap openers, and Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. Plus, they offer custom welding and fabrication, a full-service ag mechanic shop, and carry bumper-to-bumper auto parts for all your parts and filter needs. Stop by Miller Welding on Highway 24 in Downs or call 785-454-3425. That's 785-454-3425. Looking for durable, stylish dining furniture built to last? Come to Domini's Furniture in Downs. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays. Domini's is the largest Chromecraft dealer in a 5-state area featuring a showroom with 21 sets and over 120 chairs in stock. Choose from beautiful finishes like chestnut, walnut, stainless steel, or black nickel, plus a variety of easy-to-clean fabrics and vinyl. With laminated tables in all sizes and Chromecraft's industry-leading swivel, tilt, and caster features, you'll find quality and comfort that stands the test of time. Visit Domini Furniture today, where great value meets lasting quality.
Over 65 or turning 65 soon? Medicare doesn't have to be confusing. Alicia and Denise at Strother Insurance are here to cut through the clutter, explain your options, and help you choose the plan that's right for you. Wanting to make sure your family is taken care of when you're gone? From Medicare supplements and final expense coverage to individual and group health insurance, they'll make the process easy to understand. Skip the stress and ignore those scam calls. Call Strother Insurance today at 282-8151 or stop by 301 South Main in Smith Center.
The mechanic shop at Career CarQuest Auto Parts in downtown Beloit is hiring a mechanic or auto tech to join their busy shop. They offer full benefits, experience-based pay, hop into a flexible schedule, a standard 5-day work week, or take advantage of the overtime opportunities. They're extremely swamped, so skip the formalities. Email Doug your info at careercq@gmail.com. The position is open now. Career Mechanic Shop. Email careercq@gmail.com for info today. Ranchers, have you noticed how bad the flies have been this year? Doug at Career's CarQuest Auto Parts in Beloit wants to let you know they will be restocked with the Ranch Rebel 12-volt cattle fogger this weekend. So put your name on the list for a Ranch Rebel 12-volt cattle fogger at Career's.
KD Country 94.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are firm at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. Diesel price swings and an unstable grid can put your livestock's health in danger. Reliable propane powers heaters and ventilation fans at a fraction of the cost. Learn more at propane.com/ag. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet. Bids have surfaced at $228 live in the south and $360 dressed in the north. But with asking prices at $234 to $235 live in the south and not established in the north, it could take a bit for significant trade to get underway. There were some deals reported early in the week, but not enough business to establish an accurate price trend. Box beef was mixed at midday with light and moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.35 at $364.51. Select was $1.75 higher at $345.27. At the Phillip Livestock Auction in South Dakota, demand was good both in-house and online. There were several load lots and many packages of feeder steers, feeder heifers, and tested open heifers, all of which sold on a moderate to active market. The offering was attractive and varied from light to moderate flesh. Medium and large one feeder steers, 915 to 938 pounds, brought $328 to $336. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 901 to 946 pounds, brought $294 to $309.50. Cash hogs are firm at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts again this week, and prices have been reflective of that. The market remains focused on available supplies in comparison to demand. Global demand for U.S. pork has had some bright spots, but there are lingering concerns that can limit upside potential. Pork's a competitively priced protein in the retail space, which could help bolster domestic demand. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 33 cents with a weighted average of 101.65. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. But your hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are a dollar lower at $64. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $36 to $48. And pork values were lower at midday, down $1.34 at $102.57. Bellies dropped sharply. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. A Kansas City-based architectural design firm has been selected as the lead designer for the Kansas City Chiefs' new practice facility and headquarters in Olathe. The new home of the Chiefs, set to open in 2031, will be designed by Populous, the team announced on Tuesday. Populous will be tasked with designing a building in Olathe that will be home of the football and business side of the organization. The Chiefs said the design firm will advise and guide club leadership in decision-making for architecture, interiors, public spaces, sustainability, and stakeholder experience. The new practice facility and headquarters in Olathe, located near the intersection of College Boulevard and Riverview Road, just south of K-7 Highway, will be a $300 million project. It will also include an associated mixed-use development. This comes less than a week after the Chiefs tapped another Kansas City design firm, Manica, with the task of designing the team's new stadium, which will be located in Kansas City, Kansas, near the Kansas Speedway. The Chiefs said the render for the new practice facility are expected to be announced in the coming months. Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Drew.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
And back on KD Country Sports, we're talking with identical twins.
Yep.
That are a minute apart, Jaden and Kaylin Fallis. Jaden is a minute older than Kaylin, but obviously you can't tell it. Two great young ladies, my neighbors in Beloit, Kansas, 2025 Beloit grads. Jaden, you are a sophomore at Allen Community College in Iola, and Kaylin, you are a sophomore at Great Bend in Barton Community College. Kind of talk about being separated, not only at birth, but at college last year, starting with Jaden and Allen Community College. How weird was it to be without your sister, Kaylin?
It was very different at first, but you get used to it as time goes on. And I can obviously call her every day.
Yeah. And Kaylin, the first week of practice, as you looked around for Jaden, remembered this is not Beloit High, this is Bart Community College. And were there times where you said, hey, this is tough, how's it going over at Allen? And what did you do to pass the time till you got to see her?
I mean, yeah, it's a little different because you have to build your relationship. It was different not having Jaden because she's always been like a teammate I have always had a close relationship with. So that was different. But as time went on, you got used to it.
Jaden, you're at Allen Community College in Iola, Kansas. That's a long drive compared to your sister, Kaylin. They've only got two East championships, one in 1988 and one in 1985, that they play in the always tough Jayhawk East Conference that obviously has Johnson County, a perennial volleyball power. And Kaylin, Bart Community College has now national championships, West Jayhawk Conference championships, 31-7 a year ago, went to the national tournament and didn't do the best, but you guys both pick picked different colleges for the reason, starting with Jaden. Talk about what you like about Allen Community College and what things look like for the volleyball team.
When I picked a team, I wanted to pick one that was very competitive, and I knew that they were. And I just really liked it there in the college.
Proof has always been the pudding. Kaylin at Barton Community College. Just kind of talk about your choice of going to Barton last year.
So I knew the volleyball team was pretty good. They have good records, good expectations, and are always competitive. And then the school is great academic-wise and sports-wise. So.
Well, ladies, there's a lot of foreigners that are already getting paid cash up to and more than $50,000 a year on pro teams in Brazil and Poland and Russia. But it's just a thing that the American society has got to get used to in college sports. We're inviting more and more young ladies and men over from European, and the Europeans have already got a lot of professional identity and great skills in them. Is there anything that bugs you about playing with foreign ladies, some of them up to 25, 27 years old, that are already getting paid, starting with Kaylin?
I mean, it is different. I also think it's kind of neat, too, because, you know, it's an opportunity to get to play with them. But at the same time, it is different, knowing that they have kind of not more experience, but a wider outlook on the game.
What a way to diversify. Jaden, Allen Community College and the foreign girls learn different languages, learn different style of play, learn different day-to-day lives. But kind of talk about your team coming up this year. You're going to be a sophomore. What are you expecting as a sophomore? How are you going to try to help lead? And hopefully the foreigners come in and are really good athletes and you can make a run in that always tough Jayhawk East Conference.
I think it's very neat that we get to come together with the foreigners and play our game. I like it a lot, and they're very competitive as well. So together we can put a pretty good team together, and yeah.
Kaylin at Great Bend and Barton, always great facilities. They jam it up, rock out. It's always a great place to go one, play there, two, to be a fan or a parent there. They've always got activities going on, and it's always introduction are great. Last year on a 31-7 team, certainly different than high school. National tournament, Jayhawk West champions, and it's always tough to beat Liberal, Colby, Dodge City, and Garden City. But kind of talk about your expectations this year coming off a national tournament appearance last year.
Yeah, so obviously the goal is to make an appearance at the national tournament again this year. We have a different roster size this year, so a lot more kids are coming over, so we're expected to be a lot more competitive this year.
Jaden, you got a new coach this year, Scott Weston. Where's he from? What do you expect? You don't know a lot about him yet, but what are your expectations for your coach?
I believe he came from Iowa, and he came to us in the spring, so we got to practice with him and had some spring tournaments with him, and I really liked him. I like what he does, so this next year will be really good and competitive.
And Kaylin, you've got Jim Cardiser, who unfortunately lost his wife, who was the head coach at Southern Idaho, and they won a couple of championships in the National Junior College, and then he's had been successful at Southern Idaho before coming to Great Bend. Really a hard-nosed X and O coach, but a great guy, and he really brings the best out of you guys. Obviously, 31-7 national tournament entry last year. Talk about your coach, Jim Cardiser.
He has a lot of experience coming, and he brings a lot to the table. Ever since he's come, I think he's great. He's just very experienced.
What are your expectations here this year at Allen Community College, Jaden, as far as academics and social and extracurricular activities?
Obviously, I like to keep my grades up academically. It's a good school academically, so
Kaylin, what about off the court, at academics, extracurricular, the town of Great Bend? What are your expectations to grow as a sophomore at Barton Community College?
Our college is really good at putting on extracurricular activities, just fun things to do like bowling or roller skating, that kind of stuff. And then academically, we have a lot of really great professors, and it's just a great community to be around.
Well, ladies, starting with Jaden, Allen Community College volleyball will be a success if you do what?
We're just going to keep doing what we're doing. We always grind at practice, and every game we just get better and better. So,
Kaylin, it'll be hard to beat 31-7 record and national tournament entry, although you went back-to-back national tournaments the year before you came there. But Barton Community community college volleyball will be successful if Kaylin Follis does what?
If we keep on putting our work in, we have to keep the standard high and make it higher, because we not only want to make an appearance at the national tournament, but also place high. So just keep up the work.
Jaden is serving to send Allen County to the national tournament over your team.
Oh.
Do you want her to make the serve and send her team to the national tournament, or do you want her to miss and send your team to the national tournament?
You know, I would want her to make the serve, but we but we play out the rally and see who gets the point.
Very good. Well, Jaden and Kaylin, always an honor and pleasure when I see you on the street, ask you how you're doing. A great interview today, and always nice to talk to college people in action and playing sports. And obviously, the Bowden girl, Jaden Bowden, went to Barton Community College, and I know a few people at Allen Community College, but best of luck to you guys, Jaden at Allen Community College in Iola, and Kaylin at Barton Community College in Great Bend, Kansas.
Thank you.
My dad says, if you're gonna build it, build it right the first time.
Singer Construction builds awesome metal buildings.
Porous concrete.
And those grain storage.
And even big commercial projects.
They're local, family owned, and work hard just like our parents taught us.
For quality construction you can count on, call Singer Construction in Glen Elder. For your free estimate today, Singer Construction, building North Central Kansas, one project at a time.
Wakanda Boats in Kansas and Nebraska is ready to get you on the water. Starcraft fishing pontoons, Harris Lounger pontoons, and the aluminum and fiberglass Lund fishing boat, sure to make memories on the water to last a lifetime. Boats in stock and ready to order. 180-month in-house financing available. Rebates and military discounts available now. Call or stop in one of our locations to learn more. Wakanda Boats carries a large lineup of fishing gear, boat gear, tubes, boards, skis, and Coast Guard approved life jackets. WakandaBoats.com. Let's get you on the water.
Summer in Kansas means sunshine, fun, and smart skincare. At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, they're here to help you stay safe while you soak up the season. Before you head outside, remember, sunscreen, hats, and hydration go a long way. Reapply SPF every 2 hours, avoid the brightest part of the day between 10 and 2, and check your skin for any new or changing spots. Have questions or concerns? Their team is just around the corner. Osborne County Memorial Hospital, keeping you protected and healthy this summer.
School's out, the kids are home, and suddenly everyone's online at once. Streaming movies, gaming with friends, video calls, and scrolling nonstop, all while you're trying to work or relax. That's why you need Cunningham Fiber Internet, built for summer with lightning-fast speeds. Smooth streaming and reliable connections in every room. Fiber keeps the whole family connected, without the buffering battles. Don't let slow internet ruin the fun. Upgrade to fiber and get the speed your family needs. Give one of your local Cunningham Fiber offices a call today to get signed up for Fiber Internet.
North Central Kansas's country station, KD Country 94.